Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant milestone has been achieved in India's defence sector, with the Defence Research and Development Organisation, or DRDO, completing the final deliverable configuration trials of the indigenously developed unmanned aerial vehicle launched precision-guided missile, known as ULPGM-V3. This third generation, dual-mode, UAV-launched precision-guided munition was fired in both air-to-ground and air-to-air modes, engaging stationary and moving ground targets with high precision and intercepting simulated aerial drones in counter-UAV roles. The trials, which took place on May 18-19, 2026, at the Integrated Test Range near Kurnool, Andhra Pradesh, have been described as the closing milestone before user trial induction with the armed forces. But what exactly is ULPGM-V3? It is a third-generation, dual-mode, UAV-launched precision-guided munition designed for integration onto indigenous medium-altitude long-endurance, or MALE, and tactical drones. Its defining characteristic is dual-targeting capability, a single munition cleared for both surface attack and counter-air engagements, reducing the need for separate weapon stations on the launch platform. What makes this significant is the air-to-air mode, which is the most novel element. With slow, low, small, or SLS aerial threats, such as quadcopters, FPV drones, loitering munitions, proliferating across modern battlefields, a UAV-launched air-to-air munition allows an Indian male drone to act as an airborne counter-drone picket without committing a manned fighter or surface-based air defense missile, both of which are cost-inefficient against sub-1-lakh quadcopter threats. The ULPGM-V3 reflects the DRDO Defense Public Sector Undertaking, or DPSU, private industry triad that the Defense Acquisition Procedure, or DAP, 2020 seeks to depict. This four-way arrangement, government laboratory plus drone OEM plus DPSU plus private prime, mirrors the Buy Indian IDDM, or indigenously designed, developed, manufactured, acquisition category, which sits at the top of the DAP 2020 priority hierarchy. Now, let us turn to the operational context. The need for an indigenous UAV-launched precision munition is informed by three contemporary conflict lessons and one Indian operation. The Nagorno-Karabakh War in 2020 saw Azerbaijan's use of the Turkish Bayraktar TB2 with MAML munitions decisively defeat Armenian armored columns and air defense, establishing the male drone with precision munition concept as a doctrinal mainstay. The Russia-Ukraine war has generated a new economics of land warfare attrition, where 50,000 quadcopters destroy 50 crore main battle tanks. Israel-Hamas operations have also shaped Indian thinking on cross-border precision options. In May 2025, India's Operation Sindoor, launched in response to the Pahalgam terror attack, saw the operational employment of drone strike packages and the consolidation of the Indian Army's Bhairav drone force as a dedicated combined arms unit. ULPGM-V3 is, in effect, the purpose-built munition for that force. But why does this matter? It matters because it signifies India's growing capability in drone technology and its application in modern warfare. The Drone Federation of India has set an export target of $2 billion by 2030. Indigenous, qualified munitions like ULPGM-V3 are an essential complement. Drones without certified weapon options have limited export attraction beyond the surveillance market. So, what does this mean for India's defense exports? It means that India is poised to become a significant player in the global drone market, with its indigenous technology and manufacturing capabilities. Now, let us look at the policy and acquisition framework. The ULPGM-V3's combined A2G+ A2A clearance places it in a small global cohort that includes the latest spike variants, a meaningful indicator of the seeker and guidance maturity reached by DRDL-RCI. The DRDO's portfolio relevant to drone warfare also includes the Rustam-2 Tapas BH-201 male UAV, the Swift Stealth UKAV demonstrator, and a family of anti-drone systems integrating laser dew and radar jammer kill chains. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Defense and Security, where you need to know about indigenization of defense technology, Atmanirbhar Bharat in defense, emerging warfare domains like drones and autonomous systems, and internal security implications of small UAV proliferation along borders. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, Science and Technology, where you need to know about achievements of Indians in science, awareness in the fields of IT, robotics, and defense technology, and technology missions. Additionally, it is relevant to GS Paper 3, Economy, where you need to know about defense manufacturing, exports, and the role of PSUs and the private sector, PLI schemes, and investment models. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The ULBIKM V3 is a third-generation, dual-mode, UAV-launched precision-guided missile. The test dates were May 18th to 19th, 2026. The test location was the Integrated Test Range, Kurnool, Andhra Pradesh. The UAV integrator is New Space Research and Technologies, Bangalore. The production partners are Bharat Dynamics Limited, or BDL, Hyderabad, and Adani Defense Systems and Technologies Limited. The lead DRDO labs are DRDL Hyderabad and Research Center Imarat, or RCI. The DRDO was founded in 1958. The DRDO headquarters is in New Delhi. The DRDO Chairman and Secretary, DDR&D, is Dr. Samir Veer Kamath. The DRDO has around 50 specialized labs. India has several indigenous UAV platforms, including Tapas BH-201, Archerinji, and Drishti 10, which is based on the HERMS 900 transfer of technology. The drone rules were introduced in 2021. The PLI scheme for drones has a corpus of 120 crore. The DAP 2020 highest priority category is by Indian IDDM, or indigenously designed, developed, manufactured. The IDEX, or Innovations for Defense Excellence, was launched in 2018. Operation Sindoor was conducted in May 2025, and it saw the operationalization of the Indian Army's Bhairav drone force. The Drone Federation of India has set an export target of $2 billion by 2030. Some global comparators for the ULBIKM V3 include the AGM-114 Hellfire from the US, the Spike NLOS from Israel, the MML from Turkey, and the AR-1 from China. Now, with this information in mind, let us tie this topic back to its broader significance. The development of the ULBIKM V3 is a significant milestone in India's defense sector, and it has important implications for the country's national security and defense exports. As India continues to develop its drone technology and manufacturing capabilities, it is poised to become a major player in the global defense market.